Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas. And this is our podcast.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Okay, we're cooking with gas. Hello, one and all. This is an emergency. Well, no, an emergency.
Oh, thanks, mate.
No.
Anna's not here. They couldn't get anyone else to do it.
No,
other than this guy.
You were the first choice. Genuinely.
Oh, thanks.
I said that with...
genuinely.
Yeah, I feel like I looked at you like I wasn't being genuine, but that was because I was so adamant on you knowing that it was genuine. I've got sleep in my eyes.
It's lovely that. Thanks for picking it out and throwing it on the sofa.
But I've got another bit as well.
Do you know what the worst thing is? She's just made me a cup of tea as well, and now I'm like, what has she done?
Yeah, but I didn't. I am hygienic.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, so I've... Because obviously Anna is quite a whimsy... Well, would you like to... Well, who are you?
who is she?
Oh, I started watching the documentary.
No.
It was just too sad.
Yeah. I loved her. I genuinely loved her.
Yeah?
Very sad.
Yeah. So, and they showed a pic... Oh, God. Yeah, she was very ill.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Who am I? I am Hayley Ellis.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
But I just meant if anyone doesn't.
Comedian. So I... What do you want me to say? What my style of humour is? Or what are you asking me?
Well, it's... Well, I was going to say... Because, well, not in a way that it is... I think everyone's different to Anna, just like everyone's different to me, just like everyone's different to you.
Mm.
Like if you were me and you wanted to get in a minute, if you were me and
this is fucking Craig David. Rewind. If you were me
and then I was you, but then you weren't here.
Then what we're saying is a very different style of comedian. Who would be similar to me?
Yeah.
In style of comedy?
Yeah.
Well, this... I don't know, Harriet. Is that a piece of glass? Oh, it's a crystal.
Do you know, I found a piece of glass in my car. So I think my car's been burgled in a previous life.
Oh, I was going to say, you probably noticed the big draft.
Yeah, because I always think, you know, when you see people and they've got those, like tape or something on the... on the window and then they go down the motorway, I always think, what a draft.
Is that your only one concern? That must be cold.
Well, yeah, because sometimes because the youngest kid gets travel sick, so then he puts the window down whilst I've got aircon on, and then he'll, and then I don't realise, and then when we go on the motorway, he just goes, mom.
Oh yeah, because of the
and I always just think it would be like that on the
Well, my car window got broken 2 years ago. Someone stole my sat nav.
Your current car?
No, years and years ago.
Your white car?
That's when I had a sat nav. No, years and years. You're going to name every vehicle I've had.
I've only known those.
It was when sat navs, you had Tom Toms.
I had a black car before. Sorry. Yes,
it was a black. I had a Tom Tom, that's how old it was. When you had to use actual sat navs because they weren't on your phone.
Oh.
Anyway, someone broke in and stole that. So my window for a couple of days, I didn't have one, and I had to, it was snowing, and I put stuff up, but stuff still comes in, and it was like being in a fucking snow globe inside the car.
Oh my god!
The snow was coming in. I was freezing. It was awful. Yeah.
That is awful. Did you get frostbite in the ends of your fingers?
No.
You had a woolly hat on.
Yeah, it wasn't. But this, that same car, it's because.
What car was it? Just
like
I've got a clear picture in my mind.
What was it? A Polo. An old Polo, I think. No, it wasn't. It was a Rover.
A Rover? You don't really get it, but funnily enough, round here there is a Rover repair. shop. And every time I go past it, I think, ooh, the bloody hell.
Well, they're good cars, you know, they don't break down often.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they don't make them anymore, so they're probably breaking down now, but they don't. But before the Rover, I had a Polo I bought off eBay.
Right. I bought my Stoja on eBay.
Well, loads of problems with that, Harriet. Sometimes the lock would freeze up, I couldn't get in, I had to go in through the boot. And I had a good job at the time. Like, well, not a good job, like a professional job, and I've had to get in after the end of a shift through the boot.
Like a fucking mole. In a minute.
See you later, I'm not working with you. I am looking Mr. Bean.
In a suit as well.
Briefcase.
Yeah, you put the briefcase on and then put your hand on.
Honestly, it was humiliating.
Oh, that is brilliant. Yeah, well, do you know what? Because I had the... With my Skoda, the final straw of that was when the passenger door flung open on the motorway. And so I said to my partner, I was like, so I felt like James Bond getting it, and he was like, more like Mr. Bean.
Yeah, and James Bond's door doesn't open on his Aston Martin because he got it off eBay.
Oh, yeah, because it would go up as well, wouldn't it? So.
Broken glass from the previous time his Aston Martin had been broken into. James Bond. No, you're thinking of ejector seat, not shit car.
I love my Skoda, but yeah, it was just destined for disaster.
This is the thing when you're buying vehicles off eBay, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Because as well, that was the because I only had two cars, and that was because I bought it on eBay. The engine was upside down. Did you ever tell me about that? That was why, do you remember I had a lift from you that time? That was because the engine was upside down and it was being sorted out. And then I drove halfway to Lichfield with an engine upside down, and then went backwards into a bog. And the man, this was on my first journey by myself. And then the RAC man come out and said that in all of his 15 years he'd never known such a catastrophe. And I was like, this is my first journey out.
It's what every day is like for me.
Yeah.
My friend Kathy, she's had lots of disastrous car stuff. And one of her cars... So I was moving house at the time, and she very kindly came to pick me up to help me move. And in the car, a car wouldn't start. So we boxed it all up with my boxes to move out.
Yeah.
And her car wouldn't start. So she had to ring the RAC to come out. And the RAC man just started laughing at her car. And he was like, oh, bloody hell, love. Last time I seen one of these cars, it was going round a track with a number 6 on the side of it, as in it was like one of those demolition derby cars.
Well, that's offensive.
Oh, yeah. It's very rude.
Didn't there was a comedian, wasn't there, that had all of his belongings in the car, and then the car got stolen and he was in the middle of moving
house. Oh god, that's awful, isn't it?
Yeah,
but if you can get all your belongings in a car, it's not great, is it?
No, because it's all just on show as well.
Yeah. Put an advert in there. Got a sponsorship?
No, of course not. Who's sponsoring me?
PG Tips.
Oh, living there, I was like, ooh, monkey.
Just put, make an advert. Should make adverts up and just put them in the middle.
I could do that. Yeah, so what should I have for some? Oh, I'll work it out on my own time. So, because Anna is not here,
yeah,
I thought that because you are different to Anna, I would have done this for anyone.
Okay.
I would ask questions that Anna would want me to ask.
Okay.
But she's not died, it sounds like doesn't
it? In Anna's memory. She's back tomorrow, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't know about this, it's our dirty secret.
Oh yeah, don't tell her.
Did you see the clip? Yeah, excuse me. Right. Did you see the clip that yesterday that I put out of Anna getting... She got so drunk on a night out, she woke up to... she had all these photos on her phone. She'd done a Photoshop of shooting.
With a hedgehog. I did see that. It made me laugh. So was the hedgehog alive?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's a bit darker if it's not.
Yeah. Turned to a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Using it as a brush in the photographs. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Porcupine would be more like a brush. Apparently hedgehogs are riddled,
like a tangle teaser more like.
So I've got some whimsical questions.
Okay.
I don't know if they are whimsical, actually they're odd, I'd say. More, yeah. Odd. Question number one. You have to allow one person that isn't a family member to come in your bedroom in the night and give you a kiss.
With this sounds.
Who do you choose?
Well, whoever did that would be creepy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's why you've got to, if you think about it, you've got to choose someone that you're very non-threatened by. Like me!
I'd be frightened if I woke up and you were over my bed.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Hayley. Yeah, my car broke down. I crawled in through your window. Who? Not family or friends, okay. Unthreatening.
Well, that's what I would think. You can choose someone threatening if you want.
No. I'd rather not go for, like, someone. Like
Anne Widdicombe.
Yeah, or someone. Someone like.
Did you see that?
Anthea Turner.
Oh. She might be a secret cunt.
Well, yeah. But. Unthreatening.
Yeah. She might, like, not only give you a kiss, but probably will make you a picture out of pasta.
Yeah, and give me a flake as well. Do you remember that she had that sponsorship deal for a wedding? And she was on the front of OK magazine. She sold her wedding pictures, and they give away a free flake with that edition. It was pictures of them eating flake as their wedding pictures.
Oh my God.
When you and your partner get married. So if you and your partner get married and they write you, OK magazine, we're like, we want the pictures, and you can't say no because it's like £3 million.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But you've got to advertise a snack in your wedding pictures. What would you choose?
That's not one of my questions.
What would you choose?
Advertise a snack. If you hear noises, it's taekwondo.
Yeah, they're playing. Taekwondo classes are taken up. So if you see dust coming down at the ceiling.
Well, sometimes the leaves shake. They do. A snack. I don't know why, but I cannot get it out of my head. So I'm going to go with my... Do you remember those little sesame bars?
I love them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't get them anymore.
You can get them in the foreign foods.
I'll admit, you can't... I don't know why I said you can't get them. Yeah. But you can't... Well, I sent my partner to the shop the other day and he didn't, he said they didn't have any.
Lying, mate. They might not have in the shop he went, depends where he went. If he just went the off licence, they're not going to do them, are they?
No.
Mm.
But I always remember, for some reason when I was in hospital, people brought them in for me.
That's a weird choice, isn't it?
I think it's a classic choice for hospital.
No, I don't think it is, mate.
Because it's not unhealthy.
Grapes are a classic choice.
Mm.
Fruit.
Grapes are very expensive these days. So who did you choose?
Anthea Turner. Yeah.
And we can ask, we're less than six steps of separation away from someone who, because Darren Harriott recently danced with her on that Strictly Dance.
Darren did the one
I've heard. It's a Dirty Dancing. Yeah.
On what? With Anthea Turner?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. So he and loads of other celebrities, like maybe someone from Love Island, like Ken.
Yeah.
Anthea Turner. AJ. I think AJ, is it AJ Abulu?
Yeah.
She is fantastic. But maybe it wasn't her. The girl from Hey Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy Beaker. Hey Tracy.
Yeah, it's What's a comedy hey show.
Oh, yes, I know. Tracy. I just thought it was you getting stuff wrong again, corrected you. No, I do know, she's a comedian, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, he did that.
Oh, there you go, it can be arranged.
Yeah.
There we go.
Imagine if he's like, she is awful, like really mean.
No, she
seems, not with that hair. She's got really
She's had the same hair. Friendly hair, that's what it is. The same hair. It's like she just puts it on the morning. Like a crash helmet.
Imagine if she is completely bald. Well, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. I'm hot. My armpits are hot. Are you hot?
No, not at all.
Are you freezing?
I'm freezing in it, yeah.
Because I turned that off because episode two, that I left that on and it played havoc with the
noise.
Sound, yeah. which question? There's loads.
Question number four, please.
Okay, so I've done that one.
I'm just looking around at all the shit that's in this room.
Excuse me.
And decorations. Bespoke.
Very bespoke.
Is that someone's dog in particular?
Oh, Lee, you know Lee.
Oh, yeah.
He brought Not Lee Ruffell. Lee.
Yeah.
What's his surname?
Wall.
Wall. He brought it in. But it's not.
Does he know the dog?
No, I don't think he does know the dog. He said it just had it run.
Do you remember that? Do you remember The Burbs, the film? And I always remember a line from The Burbs where they've got a framed picture and there's like a married couple in it. She went, "Oh, I like the picture." And he went, "It came with the frame." I just really like that.
See, I found loads of pictures of couples at home and I was like,
"Is your partner in all of them?" It's really weird, different women in every shot.
Oh, don't they keep winding me up that he's got another girlfriend, and the 13-year-old said yesterday that he's got another girl. So he's got this one girlfriend. But I can't really say the names, but he said that he's got a he does have a girlfriend called Sophie, and then he said he's got another girlfriend. I was horrified because we have not raised people to be cheating, but then he obviously hadn't thought enough of a backstory, so I've said, "Well, what's your other girlfriend called?" And he was like, "Sophia." And I was like, "So have you just panicked and just added the
ear?" You know what it's like when you're like that age. How old? Like 30.
He's 13, yeah.
So like lies get out of. It's like when they go up, kiss one on holiday. Like what they call holidayer. It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly like that.
From Spain.
The bloody I was driving home because we went to Rhyl, and I was driving home and they were like, "Look, Harriet," and I looked, and this sounds like I made it up, but they had made shanks out of their rock, their sticks of rock. They had sharpened the
ends. We didn't raise them to be cheaters, we raised them to make shanks.
Yeah.
We raised them to cope well in prison.
No, I don't. Oh, sometimes we've had a real problem with the youngest this week, actually, because because £20 went missing. But I can't prove, because I did a gig that paid £150 in £5 notes.
Wow. Did you have to count it up? So when you do gigs, if you're watching, like, we get sometimes, very rare now, you get paid in cash in an envelope, and you have to check it. You have to check it before you go, because if...
I never do.
Well, I don't either. I'm just too embarrassed.
Yeah.
But if you don't check it...
Always do.
Yeah, but they'll be like...
Yeah, they do make such a meal out of it.
You're like when they shop and you have a £50 note falling in the light. Getting a manager to come and check the £50 note is real.
Yeah, you be like... Oh, God.
Do you know those... Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. Those UV pens... my mate used to work in Superdrug at uni. And she used to write on her other mate's arms, like, offensive things in the UV pen. And then she'd forget. And they went to a nightclub that night. It's like, slag. All up her arm and everything.
That was brilliant.
Anyway.
So we get paid in cash at gigs.
Five, ten.
And then, so it was, he goes, "Check it." And I went, "No, I'm sure it's there." And he goes, "No, I am an idiot. Check it." And it was all in £5 notes. So I... checked it, and then so that's the thing as well. So this was one of the occasions where I did notice. I knew exactly how much was there, and I didn't. Sometimes when you get paid in cash, you just have it with you for ages until you go to the bank. But my local Barclays has closed down, so I now, did you know you could pay your money into a post office?
Yeah,
I didn't know this. So, anyway...
Breaking news.
Sorry.
Breaking news.
So I put it in a drawer, and then when I went... And then I planned that... Because I've got a drawing pin stuck in my wheel, so I had to go to the Halfords... this is so boring.
What happened? What did he do? What's the end consequence?
Yeah, so I went to Halfords, and I had... repaired.
Right.
And it was only £25, so I took... the money, and then I plan to spend £25 on the tyre, and then pay into the post office the rest of the £125. But then when I went to the tyre place, they said, "We don't accept cash anymore." And I went, "What?"
Yeah.
So then I paid by card, went to the post office, and I said £125, forgetting that I hadn't taken £25 out for the tyre. And then the woman at the post office. That post office, they only ever... They're like such... They're middle-aged ladies, and they are absolute prick teasers.
Very rude.
Yeah, Yeah. Mm. So they will not really speak to the women. And when hi, Gavin, how are you? And it's like, Gavin is a fucking bloody... you know when men are that pink because they're an alcoholic? They always, and they're like... Anyway, so she goes, no, it's 130 here. So I was like, oh, brilliant. And then as I left, I was like, wait a minute, it should have been 130. It should have been 150 because I didn't get the tyres. So then I was like, there's been a robbery.
This is like a maths quiz. That's like what a really long maths quiz in an exam. If Harriet doesn't spend... £25 at Halfords, and she started off with £150 £5 notes.
And then she drove all the way.
Then she drove 50 miles and discovered 20 was missing. Who pitched the cash? So they say they never.
But the thing is, we have known each other for quite a while, haven't we?
Yeah.
You? And the problem is, I am unreliable.
Yeah.
So they think.
No, you're not unreliable.
But I could have. I mean, anything could have happened.
Yeah, you could have made that money into, like, a paper swan and put it out on a lake one day.
I know. Mm. And so I've got the drawers out and everything, and I've gone through my, like, what I spent to see what was called, and because it was only there for a week. But it isn't accounted for, but the atmosphere in the house was fucking awful because I confronted the youngest... and I said, the fact of the matter is, you did rob from B&M last week, so you do have history.
And you've got a £30 worth of pick and mix in your bag.
Yeah.
Paid for in £5 notes.
But that's the thing that that makes me think he didn't do it, because there would be evidence.
Not necessarily.
But he's silly.
Yeah. Well, he could owe someone money.
No, because you know what? He's like a kept woman, not a boy. His girlfriend. Because I've said to him, you need to stop taking money off your girlfriend because it's just not a good look.
Yeah.
And she just keeps... although, have you ever heard of yellow chicken tikka masala? She gave him yellow chicken tikka masala yesterday.
That's a gift, is it?
But I went...
You don't bring me flowers.
But yellow, that's not a thing. Because yesterday, I got a takeaway and I said, what do you want? And he goes, can I have yellow chicken? And I said, yellow chicken tikka masala, that's not a thing. And he was like, yeah, it's me going to get last week. But then he was... So he's now... He's not banned, what's the word? Grounded for so many things now. I've even lost track. So we went and stayed at hers, and then he lied. So he was supposed... I mean, this is another boring story. I can't even be bothered to say it. So
basically...
Sorry.
He's in lots of trouble.
Yes.
And if you see
him with
£30, if a 13-year-old child with two girlfriends called Sophia, tries to
one in each
give you,
and they're both holding
£5 notes,
£7.50 each.
Contact us here at Crime Stoppers.
Child line. Oh no.
Imagine you on Crime Stoppers. Imagine it, like, and you're like, so the man was sort of like. He was sort of like 5'6", big nose, sort of like if you from the side, if you looked at him a certain light, he'd look like Lee from Blue. But from the other light, he'd look like
Simon.
Call now, Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, but I might have a comedian that we know has recently joined the police force, and apparently she is eager beaker. Because the police said, what did you do? The policeman, all the police, said to her, what did you do before this? Because you see things differently. And she was like, comedy. So I think, what's my point there? Is that even though I'm like, oh, he looks half like Lee from Blue, half like Jethro, it might be... Because, oh my God, did you see that Net? Was it? What was it on? I seen it somewhere. And it was... like a forensic program, and it was basic. So they found a body in the garden, and they didn't know who the body was, and it was the body died. It was like a 15-year-old girl. So they're like, who the fuck has died and is 15 and we haven't known? And then they ended up, it was like revolutionary. I'm going to say something and then it's going to mock it, but I don't want to, but it is like that. So they basically built skeleton, yeah, they built a picture and they built a model, so it was like Lionel Richie had over the clay. Isn't that mad that they could build a face?
Yeah, off the bones. They do it with like the bog men and stuff, and like this man's from like. Have you seen that one? That like they did it like men have been finding marshes up in there like from the 1980s.
Like Harry Anderson, that's like Bigfoot.
Am I made this up? And they show you like what they'd look like, and they're always really close. Oh, my phone's on thingy. Anyway, they're always really close features, really. Yeah. Really close together. They do, like no men and people. Anyway.
No, I like it. Yeah. It just wasn't expecting you to say Bob then. Yeah. They said that they put this Lionel Richie hello face on Crime Stoppers,
yeah,
and that is how they found who this girl was, through a clay face that was built on the.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fair enough, because he could get the definition right of the face. Whereas you describing someone. So if you were to describe. Right, we'll play a game.
Yeah.
So, Harry, I want you to describe. I'm going to show you a picture of a celebrity.
Yeah.
And you've got to describe it to people who are watching/slash listening.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you who the celebrity is.
But how will we know if they've got it right?
Well, we won't, will we? We'll just have to tweet you.
Okay.
Right. So, how would you describe... And you can't use, obviously, words like what they're known for. How would you describe this person?
What? As a face?
Yeah, so I've been robbed by this person. You've been robbed by this person. I know. What is she doing here? Why is she robbing us? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. We'll still do it. Okay. I've been robbed by this woman. Mm. Describe her to the police.
Okay. She has had a lot of work done. Her eyeballs look like they... What? Who has that? People don't have that around their eyes.
Excuse me, you're in the interview room now, so you need to be more precise.
Okay.
What's she got around her eyes?
Shadows.
So you're describing the Grudge at the minute.
She's got a pinched nose,
yeah,
similar to that of, can I say another person?
Yeah.
Similar to Michael Jackson's nose.
Okay.
She's got beautiful kissable lips.
Shadows for eyes.
Lovely eyeballs, but her eyes, it looks like her sockets. She's got very pronounced sockets.
Okay.
She's got very, very luxurious, thick hair, like a musketeer.
Like a musketeer.
She fucking does have hair like a musketeer. Also a bit like Michael Jackson, actually. She looks like Michael Jackson.
So we're looking for a woman who looks... got the hair of a musketeer. Shadows for eyes and luscious lips.
Beautiful shiny.
She's on the run. Which... it was Cher. It was Cher. I mean...
I think that was good.
Okay, let me do a more... ambiguous celebrity.
Would you know who it was if I said that?
Well, the surgery might have.
And Michael Jackson, I think that was a good call.
I'm going to give you...
like a musketeer. I shouldn't laugh
at
my own.
I'm going to give you a more ambiguous celebrity now.
What's that? Ambiguous?
Not as famous. Well, I don't think it is the right word, maybe.
No, it is good.
Not as famous as Cher.
Yeah, but I didn't do that well with Cher. It was famous.
Right, hang on. I should really do a man, shouldn't I?
No.
Okay.
This is a lady heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Lady heavy.
Okay.
My tea will now be so cold.
Oh, this isn't a very good picture. So,
this
you know who that is. So, you've been...
It's weird.
So, this woman's assaulted you in a pub.
Oh.
Okay.
I'd let her.
No, I don't want to do this one.
Why?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Why would you not?
Because I was going to do one that we really like.
Can we do two?
Okay. Two more.
Okay.
This woman's assaulted you in a pub.
This one's easy.
Because you stepped on her foot. Yeah?
Okay. She has very distinct, dangly earrings.
Mm. Yeah.
She has hair like a pensioner. Hair like a what's the time?
Dandelion.
But a dandelion towards the end of its life. Because, you know, the other
That's harsh.
No, because the other dandelions are bright yellow.
We're drawing her hair, Harriet. She's like a dandelion.
Because otherwise, if it was a dandelion at the beginning of its life, it was the bright yellow.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. She has mahogany.
I hope she doesn't watch this.
I think she's dead, isn't she?
No, she's not.
Oh.
I hope not.
She has a high collar. She has wonderful eyebrows. Again, look, kissable lips. Bright pink lipstick. I think I've nailed this one.
Well, the earrings, I've chose someone to. It was Pat Butcher. I don't know if you see that. Right, I need to do one that's not quite distinguishable. So she's known for her earrings.
Yeah.
Cher is sort of a little bit known for surgery. I need to pick someone.
Her eyes, man, Cher's. I've never looked at her eyes like that.
I love Cher. I'm obsessed with Cher.
I love Cher, but her eyes, I do fear.
Okay.
Have been removed from my head at all.
Okay, last one. So,
and I'm not allowed to say how she's well known.
No. You've just got to describe her. So she has, I'm trying to think of the crime she would commit.
Giving too much.
She has spat at you in the street. Yeah,
what? She wouldn't do that.
She spat at you. No, she wouldn't. But this is what she's done. The police want a description of her. Who is it? Describing her.
But I know something that will just.
Well, no, you can't do that. By the way she looks, we want a description only.
But what I say that isn't actually what she'd do is bob on. So she is.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The modern day.
Don't say it.
Oh, okay.
You've got to go off looks. So
she looks
you don't
like...
know who she is. You don't know she's a celebrity.
Okay.
You don't know she's famous. She's just spat at you in the street.
Okay.
And now the police want a description.
Okay. Policeman.
Yeah.
Or woman. She looks like my cousin Pam.
Brilliant. Let's get Pam down here. Get her a crack.
Panic. I panicked and said,
"Oh my Pam." God.
She didn't know what to say. The kids have got confused, so our neighbour is called Pam. And Pam's got a dog called Nalo. The kids wanted to take the dog for a walk, but they got confused and they said, "Can we ask if we can take Pam?"
Oh,
like, you can't take Pam for a walk.
It's not Pam.
No,
she looks like your cousin Penny.
Yeah,
brilliant.
She looks like
that's what the police want. Yeah,
no, this was good. Okay. She looks like she would ride horses.
Yeah,
she looks like she would do charity work.
You're just saying stuff she's known for. That's not the game.
Oh, okay.
You can't. She has if someone mugged you in the street, you would be like, they look like. They, you wouldn't.
I love this game. Don't let me finish.
No, it was Kate Middleton. I'm annoyed. You can't just go, I can't show you a picture of Michael Jackson, then you go, he looks like he'd touch kids. But like, you can't.
Allegedly.
Right, I'm going to give you a fella.
I love this.
But you can't say what they're famous for.
Of this.
You can't say what they're famous for.
Sorry.
The scenario is a police officer, something's happened, and you've got to describe how they look physically.
I'm sorry, I've let you down.
You've really let me down, Harriet.
Okay.
You've got to describe how they look physically. to a police officer.
Okay. Ahem.
Right, I'm trying to pick a picture of him. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
But that's all the better then, isn't it?
Okay. He looks like he has got a quite a... He's got an eyebrow.
Yeah, what just one? I mean, it'd instantly be caught if you were walking around with one eyebrow.
A
please
shaved...
tell the people one eyebrow.
No, they're just looking for one eyebrow.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a neck tattoo.
Mm?
It says, what does it say?
No idea.
Sincerely yours. And then he has a sort of like...
What's...
What's his face?
Do it. You need to get up close to the camera so they can see.
Do you think that's
come
on?
Do it.
No, you're what's it called?
That's the face of
setting
it.
Setting me up for
no,
a fall.
I just think people would need to see it.
He has very... I'm assuming he's a modern day man, but he has the sort of... The look of maybe someone who is in a boy band. Maybe the Wanted... Oh, yeah, that's a... I'm allowed to say that. He has very distinguished light when he smiles, but how would you know... I imagine a
how
criminal.
Old do you think he is?
Early 20s.
Okay.
He looks like a normal young man.
Just an innocent man. Have you seen that clip on Twitter that went viral?
No.
Yeah.
Did you see the one on TikTok that went viral of a woman that...
Did you just look up at her like it was a ghost?
No, I was looking at you.
Did you see it?
She was like, I've stabbed my husband, and if you don't I'll stab him another 2 times.
Yeah, I've seen that. In between the dancing videos. It's Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There you go.
Do you reckon would you have got it from that?
It was quite a good description, that one. Better than the other ones.
Yeah, sorry.
Tattoo on neck. You know, you visually described him well. I'm not sure about the face.
I nailed that. Because I bet everyone was like, bloody hell.
Everyone was like, do you know what that is?
Yeah, I think now I've got hearing aids. If I did a crime, I'd be easily caught. Unless I flick them out.
Is it because you'd leave a hearing aid at the crime?
Yeah. Or a battery. They run out really quickly.
My auntie's got them, and my cousin was in the Marines. And they went to his passing out parade, which was outside, but it was raining. So when they went inside, her hearing aid, and she couldn't hear it, just going...
Oh.
And my cousin was like, oh, God. Yeah,
is that because of the rain?
Yeah, apparently. This is years ago, though, so obviously they're a lot more advanced now. These were like when they were big...
No, it does. If it's not in your ear properly, it whistles a bit.
Yeah.
And then I went to watch Philomena with my dad and my mum years ago, and... It was just me and pensioners, something had
turned
happened.
A loop on or something. You have to turn a loop on.
The frequency, something had gone wrong, and they were all whistling their hearing aids, and I was like, this is quite off-putting.
Just during the film.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, fucking clangers. Then fast forward, I'm like,
you're that now.
Yeah, well, upsetting. I love that game. Maybe
do it again.
Do you do it with other people?
No,
you
can have it. You can have it. Harriet describes. We should put it out, and we'll do one on TikTok.
Yeah,
who's the celebrity Harriet's describing?
Well, yeah, because I think it was only funny you should say that, because I was only thinking yesterday. Do you remember when you told me to do a song? And for people to guess what song it was. Because I was thinking that... Because I was singing a song and my partner was like, what the bloody hell is that? But in my head... Exactly.
It sounds right, but when it comes... What was it? I can't remember. You should draw them as well. You're a good drawer, though, actually.
What do I draw?
Celebrities, and see if people can guess who they are.
Oh, yeah. And we got it recorded. We had... a woman come in and go, is there gymnastics in here?
Looking at you two just sat on a sofa.
Yeah, and I went...
Yeah, I'm going to get the ribbons out in a minute.
And I did that thing, you know, when someone's heard what someone says and then there's a compere that does it like this, actually, that has already assumed what the person's going to say, so answers the question, but the person hasn't said the thing that
they
weren't
listening to.
Yeah. So they go, gymnastics. They said gymnastics, and I went, taekwondo.
Yes, exactly the same.
question.
No, question number...
two.
Yeah.
Oh, but you asked for four.
It's all right.
Okay, I'll say two. This is a good one. You can only... oh, no, but this is like what you said. You can only use confectionery to fight your mortal enemy. Oh. What do you choose? What's your weapon of choice?
A nougat bar. Do you remember them?
Yeah, dense.
Because they were really hard. Put in the middle a little bit soft. But they protect you. You couldn't get your teeth... it's like chewing... not like a dog chews on a toy.
Yeah.
They were like them, weren't they?
Yeah, but this is protecting you if someone's trying to eat you.
No, but if... oh, they're eating me.
No.
If they were stabbing me, I'd get the nougat.
How big's your nougat?
Back in the day, things were bigger.
They were.
I'd use that. Why? What would you use? Stick
you
a rock
need with? Something. Yeah. Well, you need something sharp.
Like what? What confectionery sharp of the rock?
That's very true. Oh no, I was going to say Dorito.
How did he die? Well. Dorito went straight through his heart because he was made of cheese.
Do you know what though? There was this girl I used to work with in TK Maxx, and she
was a Dorito.
No, she had a terrible time because she got a Dorito wedged in her throat.
Do you know what? Whenever you talk about TK Maxx, the people you work with, it's like the Beano or something. Isn't it? Because you're like, oh, I went this woman out, they're always like, and she actually died because she tripped on a skill. And you're like, they all worked in TK Maxx as well.
There was a guy.
I might go, where is it? Bristol?
Truro. Do you think I'm from Bristol?
No. I just thought that was the where you worked.
No.
No, you're not from Bristol. But.
The most beautiful chip shop you'll ever go to is right by that TK Maxx.
I'm genuinely one, if I ever go down there, I'm going to go to that TK Maxx and just see where it's like.
But no one works there now that used to.
They're all little one cycles there.
Do you know who... there was this girl as well, which was actually sister of the Dorito lady. Because a lot of people related there. And this one, very funny. So she'd had... I think she was like Sonya Jackson in the fact that she just suddenly went into labour, didn't know about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she didn't... I didn't know... how much do you have to do to sort of get your stomach? Because I think she had two children... and I don't know how much you have to do to get your stomach back.
It's hard.
Back to, but she used to grab her stomach, shake it, and run after you, saying the turkey belly is coming for you.
And I mean, that's not going to help your self-esteem if you're doing that yourself, is it?
But I was like, bloody hell. And it was very relaxed.
Yeah. Well, if she's running around, flapping it around, that's not going to help the old muscles, is it?
But she was only, like, early 20s.
She just had the baby. When you just had it, it's like... I can't describe... I remember looking down, just had the baby, and it's like an empty hot water bottle.
And it instantly...
No, it doesn't instantly... I mean, some people it does. It depends. But I remember having a... I'd got home from the hospital, maybe 3 days after the baby, and I was like, what the hell? It was like jelly. And then it's obviously got back. And obviously, as you can see, you know, I'm in fine form.
But you are.
I went to see a personal trainer today.
How did that?
Not good.
Oh, what do you mean not
nearly
good?
Nearly fainted.
Oh, my partner would do. Do you know when he asked me? And he told me, and then I forgot to tell you.
I was going to do me a personal training program. No, I've just booked in for a few, just because I thought I need some motivation, and I've got someone else telling me to do it, then I'll do it.
And do you find a day, because I think it's a bit like counselling, isn't it? You need to find the right one.
Yeah, no, he's great. And he sent me, I've only just started, I only had one today, and then he sent me a message after going, because obviously I was like, I need to sit down, I'm going to faint. And then he was like, just checking you're all right after today's session, I'll see you the next one. And I said, I can't talk him in A&E. As a joke. And then it was taking me too long to type the next message. Then I could see him typing. I was like, oh no, I need to make sure I know he's joking before he sends one. And I was like, I'm joking. He's joking. Monkey emoji. Aubergine. Imagine.
Wet splash.
Not that. Just a gif of Homer Simpson. Okay. Yeah.
Going backwards and through the bush.
But yeah, you found that funny. Anyway, question number...
what did you say?
Nougat.
Oh, very dense.
Yeah.
you've got a lovely garden.
Have I?
What is it?
Thanks.
What's in your
garden? It's been a while since anyone complimented me on my garden.
What's in your garden? You've got a lovely modern house. Have you got a nice garden?
Have you been to my house?
Yeah.
You did. You came to see me, yeah. So what was the question? I've got a nice garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's in it? Do you grow? Have you seen Lindsay's garden?
No.
Have you not? Do you follow Lindsay Santoro on social media?
Yeah, I do. I don't remember seeing any pictures of a garden.
She's always wanging a garden out. And it's beautiful. She even wanged out her grandparents.
Is this
her
only fans or something?
Yeah. But they're always so colourful.
Our garden needs some TLC. And my partner's really good at, like, is this a serious question or just a fantasy one? What have I got in my garden? Is that the genuine question? At the minute, we've got a washing machine. But that's sort of level of working class where we've got a washing machine. Need to go the skip.
But is it like, like someone in, what's trendy, Chawton or Levensham would have...
Sign, please take this.
No, it would be a bespoke washing machine with pansies popping out of it.
No, this is just one that stopped working.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but we need to take it to the tip. But the garden's quite nice. Next question.
Sorry. That was a disappointing question. Yeah, sorry.
If it's really weird, then you're like, what's in your garden? You could find someone. What sweet would you use? How's your grass?
I love gardens. Mm. I think it's because I don't have one.
Yeah.
Well, because we have a sort of, like a bit of concrete. Yeah. Oh, you've been there.
Yeah.
And poor Pam doesn't... Well, it wasn't her dog, you see. Her daughter didn't know she was pregnant. Just went into labour on a 1.8 mile walk. And then she's got a baby, she doesn't have time for a dog, so Pam sort of lumbered with the dog, so she doesn't, but Pam's got a special needs son, so she just doesn't have the time, so sometimes she obviously doesn't have time to let the dog for a walk, which, and then...
I didn't want to say, I thought it was you, there was just a few turds around outside.
Did you see it?
I did.
There's always turds. Yeah. The landlord. Did I ever tell you that the landlord came round and accused me of, he said, have you, genuinely, was serious, thought I had been shitting?
Well, I seen you put that up. I thought something, not similar to me, but someone had a similar thing. Because I used to do a joke about being home in the garden, and they were like, weren't allowed to have animals in there. And they were like, it's mine. But.
What?
So the landlord comes to do an inspection.
Yeah.
And they had a dog. It
was
someone I used to work with. And they sent the dog away.
Yeah.
Obviously. But in the inspection, they hadn't checked and the dog had done turds all in the garden. What are you doing?
Who, me?
Like, ripping your eyes out. Am I boring you that much?
No.
Take my eye out the socket for a minute.
Sorry, I didn't know I was doing it.
Anyway, that's for another time.
It just, my eyes just feel troubled.
It's looking at me like a eye
in my
troubled skull.
They tell me.
Yeah. Anyway, they said, and they were like, "Oh, it's mine," just because they didn't know what to say.
Oh, because they shouldn't.
It's like
have
the
thoughts.
Flip of you. Yeah. Whereas
I was cold, hard, accused.
I can see why.
Can you?
I can see why they would accuse you.
I've got children. Why has a social come round and approved me to have children, but then?
I arrived, you were like a cat kicking back over it to cover it. No, I don't mean to be allowed to be offensive. I was just trying to be funny, Harry. Of course you don't shit outside.
Oh, thank you. Like, I would have used to.
Back in the day.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right, well, that one won't work either, I don't think. here's a good one.
Yeah.
A samurai enters the door quickly.
Says it's only gymnastics on. Yes. It's a samurai, so I presume it'd be quick.
Yeah, exactly. The samurai.
Yeah.
I said that weird, didn't I?
Yeah.
Samurai.
No, that's right.
No, samurai. Not samurai.
I would say samurai.
Who is it?
Mm.
Takes my finger off. You need to replace my finger immediately. What would you use to replace my finger?
Your nose. I cut that off.
But my nose is long.
Then you wouldn't miss it, would you?
Like that, what's it called? Did Billy John Thornton?
Billy Bob Thornton.
No, with the
Billy
Bob. Yeah,
I watched a harrowing documentary about that. At the time, do you remember it? So the man with his willy that got cut off. And it was like a joke. And I remember as a kid going, that's hilarious. So harrowing. Because he was very abusive towards her emotionally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I watched a documentary on it. I mean, what, John Bobbitt.
Yeah, and he became a porn star.
Yeah.
But didn't she do it with a butter knife?
Take ages.
Yeah.
And butter can't even cut toast with a butter knife.
Was it ever made that up then?
I think you've made that up. It wasn't a butter knife.
Yeah,
just wake up with this lure pack on the end of his knob. No, and she threw it into the grass and they had to recover it and they managed to sew it. Did they manage to sew, save it?
And then he was like wax and moron and that's why he was a porn star.
Mm.
But it was, it had a weird bend to it.
Do you want to have a look at a picture of it?
No, why would you want
I'm just really intrigued now you've said it. Oh my God, let me put myself on incognito. I don't want that coming up on me. Andrew would be like, went to do a podcast. Why is your Google search history looking like John Bobbitt's?
Does he look at your search history?
No. He's not here. Give me your phone. Penis.
Well, because the youngest yesterday got my phone and Googled something. But then, you know when Google predicts. Oh my God, is that the
That
bit?
Was the end of his... That was the end of it that she cut off.
It looks like a sausage wrapped in bacon.
It looks, it does. It looks like a pixie blanket for Christmas.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, you won't find them anymore. It looks like a piggy blanket. It really does. Oh.
But if that's the end, it must have already been quite long.
No, it wasn't. That was like a running thing. Question number six, please.
Okay.
If... Oh, I haven't said what I'd replace your finger with.
Is that my nose?
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
That's just a slice of it. Lots of people say.
Come back, Anna.
So I've got a couple more questions.
Okay.
Okay, maybe this one.
Yeah.
What is your dream bill of comedians with an animal headlining?
Obviously you, Harriet.
No, you don't have to say that because I'm stuck here.
Oh, stuck here. What do you mean? Oh, you're hostage.
Sorry, Luke. I didn't know. There were more questions. Brilliant.
I would have known, you know, dream bill. It changes. You know, when you watch comics and you're like, oh, I think that it changes all the time. But animal headliner, you got to go for a panda, haven't you?
A panda?
Yeah, because I think they'd be really like sort of Jack D sort of monotone.
Oh, the animal's doing an act.
Oh, yeah, that's what you said, wasn't it? An animal headliner.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really...
What did you mean it as?
I just thought it would be schmoozing.
Just come on and walk it round.
Yeah.
And then go. Doing an act. So the panda would be very deadpan.
And like, do you like that sort of style? Do you like Jack D?
Not really.
No, I thought that was odd.
All right then, a kangaroo.
No, you chose a panda. I'm not going to argue your...
It's just because I thought they'd have a good character.
Okay. Is that your thing? Character acts?
I can't say anything. Can I? I mean, look at the questions you're asking me, Harriet.
That's fair, that's fair.
Replacing your finger with a nose, do you know what I mean? It's not... Now you're wanting logic.
Very true. Very true, Hayley. I do apologise. I choose a giraffe. I just love their eyelashes.
They are beautiful giraffes. Yeah. Have you ever been a zoo and look at a giraffe? I just think, oh, they're so pretty.
Yeah. And so graceful, really. They know how to work their neck. They do.
Sounds disgusting.
Right, so who's the comedians? Because you've got to have...
Okay.
But it's got to be contrasting to the panda. So you can't have now Jack D on the bill.
Well, we'll have Jack D on the bill.
And is a panda a boy or a girl?
Boy. Token boy.
Token boy. So would you have your pals? Or are your pals wonderful?
My pals are all wonderful, as you well know.
But Harriet. Are they also, I mean, is their comedy also for you?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to ask one of my friends to come on a bill in which a panda is headlining and say, oh, do you mind opening? Because I've got a panda on at the end. That's a bit offensive.
Oh, so you're not going to have your friends?
I wouldn't dream of asking one of me pals to come on and be upstaged by a panda.
Oh, well, maybe the panda can double up somewhere else.
So the panda can open. What am I even talking about?
It closed.
Panda can open, yeah, and the panda can close tiger tiger and leaves. So yeah, in the middle I'd have alright, Sarah Milliken, hiya, do you mind closing a gig? Who's opening? It's a panda. Yeah, no, an actual panda, yeah.
I reckon she'd be up for that.
In the middle. Yeah. Any more questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sick of my questions?
No, never. I'm going to try and find a celebrity to do one more game of in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, you feel this needs to go on because it's just sort of wobbling.
What is it?
Some stupidity, isn't it? So it's good that you're picking because we need to. I do feel we need a high. Are you on the Daily Mail gossip?
Yeah, because I'm looking for celebrities. I'm not just reading. I'm getting so bored. I'm like, what's happening in the Johnny Depp trial?
Can you please give us, this is a great one, can you please give us a tip for life in a different language?
Well, that will, no.
What? No, you can make up a language.
You're trying to get me cancelled.
Why would I be
trying? Why don't you do an impression?
No, it could be your, oh, do you not do it with Georgia? I do it with the kids, I'll do a made up, so I go, je le pousse d'un chanton,
you know. No. No.
It was a made up laugh.
Wasn't made up that. I couldn't name the three different languages you did in that. Did you know the Sugar Babes used to have a secret language they used to talk to each other in?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It's the reason you got to the trial out in Big Brother.
Is that how the... What,
no, the Sugar Babes was like, they put a word at the end of it, so it's like... They replaced the first word, but I mean, basically, so they could be horrible about the new members that they didn't like. So, okay.
This is so cold.
Tails, market, health, mental comedy. That's the same words backwards. I can't do that question without appearing slightly offensive. Harriet.
But I feel like I've helped you there.
Yeah, you've been offensive, so they can just clip that and use that. And I'm not getting involved.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, final question. But I do an actual voice.
Hitler, what do you think? Is that the last question?
I think it all just went, for some reason, the voice that I do was not that.
Tell that to the court.
Tell that to the pearly gates of cancelment. There is a man next door.
Yeah.
With a 3D printer.
In this building.
At the electricity.
Mate, he's no running water.
There is.
I'm joking.
He has used it to print 1,400 penises of various sizes.
Yeah.
He is knocking on in 2 minutes. What do you say to him?
Have you got John Bobbitt's size?
He's just...
What do you mean, what do I say to him? What's he going to? What's he knocking on for?
Well, there you go. Use your imagination.
Oh, I've run out of foreskin for the printer.
No, you don't. You know, like,
I know. I know what a 3D printer is. And they don't want skin inside. It's like, what's his name? But the lotion on the skin.
Jigsaw.
No, the guy from Silence of the Lambs, but he makes a skin suit, doesn't he?
Oh, like, yeah. Eddie Gaga.
No, not like Eddie. Right.
What five monologues?
Right, there's more.
Sorry, let's go.
Oh, right, okay. Last one.
Okay.
So, you've been assaulted, punched in the face by this man.
Mm-hmm.
The police want a description. You can't say what he's famous for, you just want a physical description.
Glasses. His skin is drooping. He's jowly. He is stern.
How old, roughly?
I feel like we'll never know his true age.
No, we do know his...
Oh, do you know his age?
Yeah, I do know his true age, yeah.
86.
Okay, good guess.
How old is he?
He's in his 80s, yeah. He's nearly 90.
He's got...
Jack Evans pointed out he's been alive. He was alive at the same time as Hitler. That's how old he is. Anyway, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
but
so there we go.
His hair doesn't look grey. It's like a blondie grey.
Mm.
Sandy.
Sandy hair.
Grey sandy hair.
Jowly face.
Long ears. Long nose. Tortoise shell. It's a
BFG.
My granddad Frank looked like a BFG. Tortoise shell glasses.
Yeah.
He looks like he would have Werther's originals in his pocket. Doesn't he?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Blue shirt.
Who would you arrest from that description? Ken Barlow.
Ken Barlow.
Yeah, I'll tell you how old he is now. I'm sure he might actually be 90, you know.
No.
Yeah. Ken Barlow. Like, you wanted to end on a high, but unfortunately we couldn't do that. 90, yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember when he came out? When he said a few years ago that he'd slept with over 10,000 women.
Yeah.
That was upsetting.
Well, look, he was a good-looking man back in the day. Do you not think?
No.
He looks amazing for 90. I mean, he's...
Yeah, but I don't want to fuck him.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Just because, not even because he's... Like, people were like, sleep with Madonna because they're like, yeah, she's Madonna. You wouldn't do that with Ken Barlow.
Why would you?
No one would believe you anyway, would they?
Yes, I would believe you if I told them. If you told me you slept with Ken... Ken? If you told me you slept with Ken Barlow, I'd be like, hey.
Why? No, I wouldn't, obviously. But...
Would you not?
No, obviously not.
It's a thriller. You've been weird about that.
No. I just think in the day...
What, you would have there? I think he looked weird there.
He looks a bit like him.
Like he's snarling.
No, he looks a bit like Harrison Ford.
No.
When he was young. He's been in Coronation Street since he was 7 days old, you know. He has.
Oh.
He has been in it forever, though.
Because is Coronation Street older than 100 years?
No, hang on. How are we going to go on? How are you going to wrap this up? How old? How did the podcast end? How old is Coronation Street? I mean, this is basically like an evening with your mum where you just Google stuff, isn't it? How old?
Alexa.
Started in 1960. There you go. So he was in his 40s when he...
No.
No, 30s, sorry, when Ken Barlow started. Anyway, if you are listening sleep with Ken Barlow, please let us know. If you would like a penis printed on a 3D printer,
mm-hmm.
do get in touch with the podcast.
A 2D printer.
Do you know what my partner said to me? So I was talking about 3D printers and I said, if we had a 3D printer, what would you make? And he said, I'd make a little model of you. So I was like, oh, for the dog to chew on when you're not here.
When you're not here? Why does the dog... You don't even have a dog anymore.
I do.
Well, you do, but not within your establishment.
Well, he does come to our establishment, he's back and forth. But a 3D toy of the me for the dog to chew on. Anyway, thanks for having me, Harriet.
You're welcome. If anyone's got a 3D printer and would like to make the rubber faces of us for me to chew.
For Harriet to chew on. Get involved.
Thank you. Tweet.
If you stay to the end. We do a mental health night here, so if you did stay to the end, you might want to check that out at Barking Tales Mental Health
Comedy. It's good, that. Yeah, you were great.
We're still rolling.
Mm-hmm. We don't know how to stop.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the end.
Not for forever, though. We're out every Wednesday on Patreon and Sunday on all other podcast places.
Please leave a review and tell a friend, because that is nice. Bye.
Bye.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.